This is HPR episode 2157 entitled Bar Camp Manchester Part 3 and is part of the series Interviews. It is hosted by Tony Cusack at Tony H1212 and is about 8 minutes long. The summary is, this is an interview with Alan O'Donoghue, which I did at Bar Camp Manchester.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is Tony Hughes for Hacker Public Radio. I'm still at Bar Camp Manchester and I've got Alan O'Donoghue with me and he's going to explain a little bit about a talk he's just done.
Hi Tony, well I've actually just done two talks. So one was on flip learning and the other one was on girls in STEM. The first one was girls in STEM was a kind of story about an event we ran up in Newcastle to inspire and engage girls into STEM-related subjects, and STEM is used to describe science, technology, engineering, and maths. And some people have observed that those particular careers and courses are not very diverse in terms of their intake. So I described an event that we ran where we used Minecraft as a tool to encourage the girls in groups to envisage or imagine a future in where they'd made some amazing contribution to science, technology, and maths. Like they might have made a discovery or built something or solved a problem facing the world, and how their local community might 50 or 60 years later build a monument in memory of this achievement. And the girls built it in Minecraft and then used Python and the Minecraft API on a Raspberry Pi to code a fly-through so that the user, when they went to view the monument, the thing they'd built in Minecraft, it would teleport the user through the different key viewing points. And the second talk that I've just given was all about flip learning. So flip learning is kind of the opposite model to the chalk and talk style of teaching, where some people describe being in university lectures where there's this university lecturer talking about some aspect of computer science and they basically just have to sit there and like passengers watch the talk. That's chalk and talk.
Very little interaction.
In the way I've described it, yeah. That's correct. Whereas flip learning is more about you provide the students with all of their content and resources that they need to understand the topic. Mm. They go away, they use those resources at their own pace and time of choosing to grasp and develop a better understanding of the topic. Then they return back to the classroom, say the following lesson, and then the teacher then assesses their understanding, and if it turns out that there's certain gaps in the student's understanding, the teacher can then try to fill in or plug some of those gaps or debunk some of those myths that have arisen. And it means the teaching is a lot more responsive as well as being interactive. So that was the second talk. And I've got a third one planned for later on. I've been really greedy in terms of my bar camp talks.
For the listeners who don't know you, Alan, do you want to say a little bit about yourself and just say how you got into this kind of work?
So I have spent 24 years teaching and working in mainstream schools, secondary school and technology, mostly in the north of England. And the last 5 or 6 years, I've been on a journey where I didn't know what computer science was, started teaching it, and I made loads of mistakes. And what I've done is I've documented those, and I found some things that worked really well, and I've shared those with colleagues and friends, and I've also worked a lot in things outside of the classroom, so things like Raspberry Jam, Hack to the Future, and now I've recently with the company I work for now. We've set up the EXA Foundation, which is a not-for-profit organization to inspire digital makers, support the teaching of computing in school, and promote safe, secure, and appropriate use of technology.
That sounds really cool. And I've known you for a few years now, Alan, and I know you're quite heavily involved in the community, you know, the tech community, etc., in the northwest area of the UK. Do you want to say a little bit about some of the events you've been involved in over the last few years?
Well, it actually started for me by coming to an event like the one we're at today. So the very first event I came to like this, it was kind of special. That's where I met you for the first time, Tony, and Les, and Dan Lynch, and Ian Forrester, and all these people are part of this kind of northwestern community of bar campers. And it was a U-cubed event at Mad Lab in Manchester about 6 years ago, and that was round about that time where I was wrestling with this. I was teaching IT at the time, and it didn't really, it felt a bit shallow. I didn't feel like I was doing the best that I possibly could, and my eyes were opened when I came to that U-cubed event, because I'd heard about open source distributions like Linux and Ubuntu, but I'd never at that point had the courage or the be able to get, you know, reduce the fear enough to try and use those in my classroom. And I found by coming to events like that, meeting people like yourself who are so willing to share and encourage and inspire others, that really opened my eyes. And in fact, at that first event, that was the first time I'd ever heard of Mint OS, because you brought along some, probably at that point there were maybe about 15-year-old laptops that were running, trying to run Windows XP, but it would take about 5 hours before you could actually even log in. And you just showed me how you could install Mint OS on those, and they were booting up within seconds. Years later, I then went and installed Mint OS in my classroom, and there I was, like, just a few years later, through the help of yourself and Les and the others that go to these events, actually using Linux in my classroom. So the community has had a massive influence on the things I've done. And I feel a little bit guilty sometimes because people say, Alan, all this stuff you're doing is great. Well, all I've done really is I've seen ideas from these kind of events, and I've tried to think, can I use that in school? How would that work? Things like coding dojos and Moodle and MOOCs. So thank you, Tony and Les and Dan Lynch and Ian Forrester and all those other people who have helped put those events on that I've been able to come along and reap the benefits from.
The strange thing is, when I first met you, it's not that long since I'd started using Linux. Yeah. I only started using Linux around about 2008 and full-time in 2009. And it's through community events like this that we all learn, don't we? And then we can pass that knowledge on to other new people coming into it.
The thing that really appealed to me was the fact that there was, I could no longer see any barriers, because I've been to some kind of events before, not necessarily to do with technology, where you say, oh, that looks really cool. Yeah, it is. It cost me £4,000. Or, but look at this thing I've built here. This only cost me £3,000. But the thing I found by coming to these events was people saying, these are tools that are free, and I'm happy to give this away. And people were so generous and had very... That's a big Jenga pile that's just collapsed behind me. People are so willing to give things away without expecting very much back in return. And that's why I feel proud to be associated with this community. And it's then inspired me to try and give away as much as possible of the things I've worked on.
Oh, well, that's really interesting, and thanks for agreeing to be interviewed. Do you just want to give the listeners some idea of where they can find you or information about what you do?
So if you want to contact me personally, my name is Alan O'Donoghue. It's a bit of a mouthful. It's even harder to spell my surname. But I'm Techno Teacher on Twitter. That's T-E-K-N-O Teacher. But the thing I'm proudest of at the moment is the work we're doing with EXA Foundation, which is EXA, E-X-A dot Foundation. People say, well, what's the rest of the URL? Is it co.uk? Or no, that's it. It's exa.foundation, exa.foundation. Thank you.
Okay, we'll put some of those links in the show notes. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Tony.
Okay. Thank you. Retrieve our bag.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.